Well, Brian, I have to apologize. I've been a little distracted this morning. That's because we've had a whole family, mom, dad, and baby deer. They have come to Mater Dei Radio to partake in the smorgasbord of little ground coverings and plants that we have around here. I feel like I'm out in the wilderness sometimes around here. I do feel badly, though. I do get a little concerned about where they're walking. So I will. Hopefully they're kind of heading to the back of the building, which kind of leads up more into the mountainous area. But I don't know why I find them so fascinating. We get them here on a relatively regular basis, a few times a year at least. So it's just fun to see wildlife going on.
Yes, dear.
Oh, gosh. You sound enthusiastic because right here I have got a very nice 3-page test on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. How did you know, you went through OCIA, or I guess it was RCIA, as an adult. Yeah. Did you take a lot of notes during that time, or did you just feel like it was just going to just be infused in you?
Unfortunately, and I hate to say this, but my RCIA program may as well have been written in crayon. Most of the things that I've learned about the Catholic faith, I've listening to Catholic radio the last 12 or 13 years, and reading my catechism. I do say that at the end of my journey, I was gifted with a catechism of the Catholic Church. And so oftentimes, if I have a question, I'll look in the index and I'll go to the different paragraphs that pertain to whatever question I may have had. So, but the Holy Spirit, I mean, that's like, that's 33 point whatever percent of the Trinity. I did learn that.
33.333333%.
Right, yeah,
that's right.
Exactly.
Which then, when you consider that, it's all equals to 100% of that as well. So that's kind of an interesting thought to think about. So Pentecost yesterday, even I had to, our son's girlfriend came with us to church, and she's like, I don't think I quite understood what they were talking about in the homily. And I said, yeah, it was a little hard to get there. Here's what you need to know. And we kind of had this quick discussion about it. She, of course, will be entering OCIA. But there are some big things about Pentecost and the Holy Spirit that we need to remember. So I thought, well, we'll just give you a little bit of a test this morning, Brian. It's not hard. It's multiple choice, so you just have to pick right. You've got a 25% chance of getting any one of these questions right, just randomly picking A, B, C, or D.
Well, if I get one right, I've got my little bell here that I'll ring if I get one right. I don't know if you can hear that all the way from Boise or not.
Yeah, nope, can't hear
any of it.
Isn't that quite interesting? Well, how about I just open up my button bar here? I've got some correct bell sounds to go. Let's get this test started. All right, first question. What did the symbol of the tongue of fire on Pentecost represent? Was it A, the burning bush on Mount Sinai from which God spoke to Moses? B, the ability to speak and proclaim the word of God with zeal? C, the Holy Spirit's presence, force, and transformative power, or D, all of the above?
Oh, boy, that's a trick question, I think. Is it all of the above?
It is all of the above. See, this isn't hard. All right, you already get one star. Very good. Okay, next question. Brian, what did the wind at Pentecost symbolize about the Holy Spirit? Now, here's the wind that I'm talking about. In the books and the Acts of the Apostles, it says, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the house where they were sitting. So that is the wind. Is it represent A, the wind that blew over the waters at the beginning of creation, B, the wind that blew when Jesus stopped the storm? Was it C, the wind that blew in the parable about the man who built his house on sand? Or was it D, the wind that blows all of your worries away?
Or is it the wind beneath my wings?
Could be that too.
I'll go with creation. Was that A?
A, the wind that blew over the waters at the beginning of creation. Correct.
Oh.
Look at that. 2 for 2. I like it.
Cool.
All right. Let's see. This one might trip you. It's very simple, but it might trip you up. All right, here we go. Which symbol of the Holy Spirit is linked to baptism and represents new life? Is it oil? Is it chrism? Is it water? Or is it fire?
Hmm.
Because all four of those answers are present at baptism, but one is linked to the Holy Spirit.
I'm going to go with water. Usually baptism's always water.
Brian, excellent. Now, when I was preparing this, I was getting some help online. I went to fire, right? Because you get the candle, you light the fire, tongues of fire. But no, in this particular instance in baptism, the Holy Spirit is that life-giving water. Look at you. You've done a lot of self-studying. You've made yourself pretty intelligent on the Holy Spirit.
Convert, go.
Okay. Let's see here now. Okay, let's stay with this anointing idea, though. What does anointing with oil symbolize about the Holy Spirit? Is it A, the Holy Spirit's power to cleanse? B, the Holy Spirit's uniting us to Jesus, the Anointed One? Is it C, the Holy Spirit's ability to guide us through storms? Or is it D, the Holy Spirit's ability to appear in different forms? So is it A, power to cleanse, unite us to Jesus, to guide us through storms, or to appear in different forms?
Let's go with B, with Jesus.
Anointed, uniting us to Jesus, the Anointed One. There you go, Brian. Outstanding.
Can't go wrong with Jesus.
always go with the Jesus answer. Is that what you're saying? Okay. Well, let's stick with Jesus on the next question. Which symbol of the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus at his baptism? Was it the wind? Was it fire? Was it a dove? Or was it the water?
It was a dove.
It was a dove. That's right. Oh, you just got it down. You basically are united with the Holy Spirit. I can tell. Or it's
well,
all...
when we didn't take the quiz Friday, I spent all weekend studying so that I wouldn't look like an idiot on Monday.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. Okie doke. Let's see here. All right. Let's see if I can trip you up on this one. This symbol of the Holy Spirit represents the wild, unpredictable nature of the Holy Spirit that likes to call us out of our comfort zone. Okay. This symbol takes us out of our comfort zone. Is it a wild man? Is it B, fire? Is it C, the jungle? Or is it D, a wild goose? Is it the symbol of the Holy Spirit, unpredictable in nature? Is it a wild man, the fire, the jungle, or a wild goose?
The only one of those that even makes sense is a fire.
This is incredible. The wild goose. And there have
What's
been
the wild goose?
It's because it's unpredictable. And there have been different theologians who have looked at that name of the Holy Spirit, the wild goose, as a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that interesting?
Huh. Yeah. I was going to go with honey badger, but that wasn't one of my
No,
choices.
Honey badger is not one of those. Okay. Now, this one is this will be our last one, a little more obscure, because even I had to think and go, I can't remember where this is symbolized as. However, why, go logically with this one, though, Brian. Okay. Why is a hand, like a hand on your arm, sometimes used to symbolize the Holy Spirit? A hand. It reminds us, A, to stop and think about our actions. I don't know. Reminds us to high-five other Christians. Symbolizes the healing touch of Jesus and the apostles. Or D, none of the above.
I'll go with the healing touch.
Yeah, it symbolizes the healing touch of Jesus. I suppose, too, when you think about the hands, what does a priest use to impart a blessing? It's through the hands. So, yes, You're right. That's it. It represents the healing touch of Jesus and the apostles. So, hey, Brian, I think you got a solid A minus there. You only got one wrong, of course. And the only reason why it brought you down is because we didn't get through all of the questions. I think you'd ended up with an A plus before we were all done. I hope you enjoyed today's second cup. Gold star for Brian.